Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what today is?
Okay. We need to look at a calendar.
Actually, right now, I'm trying not to be so emotional.
Look at the calendar!
It is. September 22nd.
Fall is my absolute favorite season.
Well, you're in luck.
You're in luck!
Today just happens to be
the first day
of the
fall season.
The temperature
just keep getting cooler and cooler.
You need a sweater.
You ready to start?
Let's start the show.
Let's do it. Let's kick this thing off. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up with our executive producer, Morty. It is Tuesday morning, show number 1967, which means Tuesday morning, 6:07. And Carla, what a game last night. What a game.
I know it.
Historic game.
You know how I'm so not that big a football fan, you know, because I've never had a winning team. But it was impressive to watch. It was neat to watch our first home game.
Yep.
The crowd noise was a little excessive. We were very loud. But it was cool. It was really cool, man.
So the Raiders win. The Las Vegas win their first home game at Allegiant Stadium, 34-24, against the Saints.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody thought we were going to win.
I don't think anyone saw that coming.
Not even the Saints.
Drew Brees. Yeah, I know. You know when they have their helmets off, the quarterback, they have their helmets off, and they're just wandering, looking like the guy on the street. Yeah. He looked very just...
scratching his head going, how did this happen?
Yeah, I know it. It was a good game.
Yeah.
It was a really good game.
So congrats to our Las Vegas Raiders on their first win.
And all I could think was they're just ripping up the lawn.
Yeah.
They were just ripping up the lawn. Did you see it?
Yeah, I told
I've never seen so much on their uniforms, maybe because it's new. But
I told my wife Jody, I said, look at all the divots. I said, they're tearing it up.
I know. Where
and
the
and like
guys?
Anybody else, when you have a new home, you're going, would you replace the divots?
Yeah.
Would you like, take care of the place?
When you golf, do you have to go back and replace
they're gonna take the field out of the arena or stadium.
Yeah.
And redo it.
Yeah, which I thought would have been funny, Morty, if somebody would have hit the wrong switch.
Yeah. It started rolling. Well, because, you know, they didn't get to do the traditional, you know, group flush.
Right.
You know, like you usually do at new stadiums. That's always a big deal. They probably had to have one or two guys just going to all of those, you know. But
it was, it looked great. It looked great.
It sure
the team
did.
Won and everybody's happy.
Yeah.
So congrats to our Las Vegas Raiders. Big win last night over the Saints. All right. Sunshine a little hazy. High 99, 97 the high tomorrow. 73 now. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, on the season premiere of her show, Ellen DeGeneres, she talked a lot. She admitted that things happened that probably never should have. You know, she said she wasn't aware of those things until now. She said she is the nice person you see on TV, but she also has days where she's sad, mad, frustrated. I don't think people are buying it. I don't, just reading some of the things on social media, not rude, not mean, just, not buying it. I predict that Ellen, this will be her last season. I hate to say that, but because of her, I think she will not come back.
And we have some of the audio from yesterday's show that we'll play here in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. It really is. Bruce Springsteen, he got a cool gift after one of his Springsteen on Broadway shows. He did that for a couple of years. I want to say up till maybe a year ago or so. A fan gave him an acoustic guitar, and Bruce gave the fan something really cool in return. He used it to write his entire upcoming album, Letter to You. He says all the songs from the album came out of this guitar. He said in about 10 days, he said, I was just wandering around the house during this whole time, just kind of writing songs each day.
Yeah.
And I used that guitar to do it. How cool is that? Could you imagine? I did that album. That's the guitar I gave him. That's the one I gave him.
Actually help him co-write
the album. Yeah, I wonder if he'll credit that on the album, or if he does. I'll have to check and see. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, tore down his own gate after he had a power outage at his house and he couldn't get out.
Yeah.
Maybe he just needed to push it the other way. But so he did. He went all Hulk-like. And but there's still one thing. Get that ready.
Okay.
The Rock can't beat. And that's paper. Rock.
Oh. Paper. Just end it there. Just end the show there.
Okay. That's my take for now.
That's.
Morty's going to use that, you know.
Yeah, I will.
If he ever meets Kelly Clarkson, that might be the icebreaker right there.
Yeah, Dwayne Johnson on?
Yeah.
You know, one thing the Rock can't beat, don't you? Paper! That's my take for now. Sponsored by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
You had mentioned Ellen DeGeneres on her show yesterday, back after how long, live in the studio?
Yeah, well,
with her virtual audience.
Right, on hiatus. They always take off the summer, most all of the live shows. So, yeah, it's been a few months.
So, with everything going on with her over the summer, she did address it. If you missed it, here's part one.
As you may have heard, this summer there were allegations of a toxic work environment at our show. And then there was an investigation. I learned that things happened here that never should have happened. I take that very seriously, and I want to say I am so sorry to the people who were affected. I know that I'm in a position of privilege and power, and I realize that with that comes responsibility, and I take responsibility for what happens at my show. This is the Ellen DeGeneres Show. I am Ellen DeGeneres. We have had a lot of conversations over the last few weeks about the show, our workplace, and what we want for the future. We have made the necessary changes, and today we are starting a new chapter.
Now, you're saying a lot of people on social media,
a lot of people just aren't buying it. There are so many people that have worked, you know, with her and for her, and I have two comic friends who wrote for her for a long time, and they're really cool, but they've said too, she's not the nicest person all the time, and that's okay. No one is.
Right.
But I think she comes on, you know, she's supposed to be that really good, kind, caring, giving person. And I think that's hurt that image a lot.
All right, here's part two.
There were also articles in the press and on social media that said that I am not who I appear to be on TV because I became known as the Be Kind Lady. The truth is, I am that person that you see on TV. I am also a lot of other things. Sometimes I get sad. I get mad. I get anxious. I get frustrated. I get impatient. And I am working on all of that. I am a work in progress. And I'm especially working on the impatience thing because, and it's not going well because it's not happening fast enough. I will tell you that.
Now you say because of all this, this might be your last season.
I just have this feeling that she's not going to want to deal with this. She doesn't have to do the show. She's producing a lot of other shows.
Mm-hmm.
Why fight it?
Okay.
You know, why fight it? I don't know what her contract is, but and at 62, are you still a work in progress?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Maybe not.
Maybe. I don't know.
But that's from yesterday on Ellen.
Yes,
so she addressed the big elephant, the big white elephant in the room.
Yep.
Let's do this. Your first chance to win dinner and a movie that Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar gift card and a download for the most wanted. The answer is always C. If you want to play, 9 caller 702-739-9636. Carla, we have Kathy on the phone. She's ready to play. The answer is always C. Do you get that, Kathy? The answer is always C.
I got that.
All right, out of three, and you're a big winner. Here we go. Number one.
Kathy, today is the first day of A, fall, B, Taco Tuesday, or C, all of the above.
C, all of the above.
There you go.
All right, number
two. There you go. Number two. Fall means A, longer days, B, more mimosas, or C, shorter days.
C, shorter days.
Yes.
Good job.
Couldn't that have been all the above?
Yeah, well, it could have been.
Maybe.
Yeah,
all
but
right.
Not longer.
That's
so,
true.
Yes, that's true.
Right.
Yes, Mike, but more mimosas? Yes.
Yes, number three.
And number three, a birthday today. Las Vegas' own Tony Basil turned 77 years old. Her big song, what was it, Kathy? Was it Hey Dickie? Was it Hey Sticky? Or was it Hey Mickey?
How about C, Hey Nikki?
Yes, there you go. Good job, girls. 77 years old today.
My wife loves that song.
So do I still. How can you not?
I said sarcastically.
Yes. Oh,
but I'll tell you why.
She was a cheerleader.
Yes,
so.
She was.
Yes.
And she
yes.
wore the Las Vegas High School cheerleading outfit, everything.
Yes.
Kathy, most importantly, you are a winner. You got the $100 gift card. Enjoy dinner and a movie, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar, and a digital download to watch The Most Wanted, starring Josh Hartnett, courtesy of Map360. Kathy, hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything from the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That sounds wonderful.
On 96.3. KKLZ.
Always a phone call away at 702-739-9636. Text or call. Phone lines are open, 708, Mike and Carla Morning Show, with another round of Say It and Win coming up a little bit later on this morning. Details on that in a few minutes. By the way, kicking off the 7 o'clock hour, Ozzy Osbourne, Crazy Train. His daughter, Carla, this is the daughter that didn't want to be a part of the reality show.
Nobody really knew her because she opted out.
Amy, she released her debut album, and her stage name is not Amy. Is it Arrow?
I believe it's Arrow, yeah.
A-R-O.
Right.
And the new single is called House of Lies. This is a clip of that from Ozzy Osbourne's daughter, Amy. So that's
like
Ozzy's
it.
Daughter,
I
Amy.
I really like it. I don't know if you heard the whole song, Morty. Did you
I
listen
haven't.
Like from the beginning? It's kind of cool.
It sounds like it's my like computer when it's like messed up.
Oh. No, it's in the beginning. That's just the refrain. In the beginning, it's cool. It's Is a it? Slow right. build. Yeah, it's kind of cool. Yeah.
Well, if you like it, good. If
yeah.
not, you know what? It's up
it's
to you, I guess. But that's his daughter. Sunshine hazy today. High 99, 97. The high tomorrow. 73 now. Just a few things we think you should know.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
By the way, it is National Voter Registration Day today, so register to vote if you're wanting to vote in the upcoming election, because if you can't vote, you can't complain. So Voter Registration Day today. Someone took a look at Google Trends, found out the most embarrassing thing each state Googles more than anything else. The highlights included Georgia with the biggest question, where is Africa? That's the most common question coming out of Georgia. Vermont, where is Canada?
No.
Yeah, those
Seriously.
Are the most Googled questions. Yes, yes, the most Googled, what they Google. Not always a
no,
question.
No, I get that, but,
yeah.
but where's Canada?
Yes, where's Canada? Indiana, well, I can top that. How is a baby made?
Stop it.
I'm not joking. I'm not making this
there
up.
There must have been a class project or
and,
something.
Yeah, that must have been it for the whole year.
Yeah.
And in Nevada, it's Guy Fieri, and it has been for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
People very interested in Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
Really? Where's Canada? Has a baby made? Good,
wasn't
come on,
one year
Indiana.
Like buffet hours was the top?
Yes, that was a few years ago. Yeah.
Oh, we
yeah.
don't have to worry about that now.
Exactly. And are you too young or too old for your job? Well, you can find out. Zippia, ZIPPIA.com will tell you. You enter your age, your job title, and it tells you how much older or younger you
oh.
are than the average person in your position. It's actually very interesting to look at. It shows like median ages for certain jobs. Like the average postal worker is right around 50.
Okay.
DJ, right around radio host, DJ,
right.
around 37.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, I know. So that'll be fun for wow. hours to get on
you
there.
You just keep making me feel better and better all
well,
morning.
Me too. Me too. So, oh my gosh. And there's a big question floating around the internet. And it's been up there for a few days now. The question, how would dogs wear pants? Would they wear four-legged pants? Or would they just wear two-legged pants that cover their hind legs? Well, two legs. Killing. Just winning by a landslide. Wow. About 90% of the people, I would think four, because they have four legs.
Right.
But that would be me. But that's, it's like on Twitter, there's a huge poll that's going on now. Check it
out. That's one of the issues on Twitter.
That is one of the, it's just a fun, they put those fun polls up there. But yeah, everybody, isn't that more fun to vote on, though, than this upcoming election?
And the real answer is no pants.
Why not? Yeah, well, true. That's very, very true.
They can wear shirts and stuff, but not pants.
Yes, and not, see, that's the thing. If you're wearing a shirt, you can't wear four-legged pants.
No, and it's untucked, by the way.
Yes, exactly. If your dog's cool, well, yeah, then it is, definitely. Just a few things you should know for Tuesday, first day of fall, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
The question this morning, what is the simplest thing you eat as a meal?
Yeah, the simplest food. Morty, what did you say that you eat?
I open up a can of Vienna sausage and drain out the liquid, and I just eat the sausage.
And just eat the sausage. Do you dip them in anything? So,
I don't even dip it. I'll get ketchup, and I'll just squirt it on the top of the can.
Okay, that's actually really simple.
We might have a winner.
I think we might.
Or a wiener.
Bam.
And sometimes I'll have leftover rice that I make.
Okay.
I'll eat it with that. But usually there's no leftover rice.
I know. I'm trying to think of mine's more veggie-based. And it would either be just, I love cucumbers and tomatoes with some oil and vinegar. That's all. Just a big bowl. Love them.
That sounds like a lot of work, though.
Yeah, I know. You got to cut them up.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's okay.
Then find the bowl and then get the oil.
Yes, I know. Well, again, a big paper plate bowl. That's what it is there. Then you toss it.
Anybody else? 702-736. The 739-9636. What is the simplest food that you eat as a meal?
Yeah. I was having a conversation with Monica, my best friend, last night. And she said, it gets tough as you get older. It's like, what do you want to eat? I don't know. What do you want to eat? I don't know. Do we want to go somewhere? I don't know. She said, and then it's like 7:30 and I'm pouring a bowl of cereal for dinner. Okay, that's simple, but yeah.
All right,
yeah,
what is it for you?
Wine.
Text or call? Yes, frosted flakes, red or white.
That's right.
What do you do?
In a bowl, please.
Yes, in a bowl. And a spoon, not a fork.
No.
All right, what is that simplest food you put together, you know, just create for the, and you call it dinner?
Yes. You made a point, though, Mike. If you eat it with a spoon, I don't think it's a meal. If you eat it with a fork, then I think it's a meal.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay.
You'd have to switch off there. I got to think about that.
Well, maybe we'll
have to do a spork.
Spork, that's right.
Good morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
We just want to know, what's the simplest food you eat as a meal? 702-739-9636. Text or call. Paula's on the phone. Paula, what about you?
14 almonds, a green apple, and a string cheese.
Oh.
Almonds, a green apple, string cheese. That's like, those are good groups to pull from, though, Paula.
It's like a party in your mouth.
Yeah, isn't it just?
It's that string cheese that's the party.
And the tart and the sour.
The string cheese just brings it all together.
It does. Had an ex tell me that same thing, Paula. It's like a party in my mouth, baby. Okay, I just kissed you. Boy,
how did that work out?
It's like a party in my mouth. Yeah, we're not seeing each other.
Okay. People texting in.
Yes, they are. Dalton, very simple. Cottage cheese on saltine crackers. That is about as simple as you get. We got some good ones, I'll tell you that. Another listener said, throw a couple of hot dogs in for about a minute.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's what I do.
It's a meal. I would have to agree there. Now, Tamara's, this is so gross. Tamara said, just a can of tuna. You drain the juice, eat it straight out of the can.
Yep.
And I like tuna, but not like that.
Was my mom.
Okay.
You're hungry? Go open a can of tuna and put mayonnaise in it.
There you go. Well, that's fine. Put a little mayonnaise in it, but it's okay.
I had a friend that would do that with sardines.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a grandmother who used to do that.
Yeah. Just eat them just right out of the can.
It's awful.
Adrian said, I split an avocado down the middle, take the pit out, sprinkle a little salt and pepper, eat it with a spoon. That's it. I'm good. Now, this is interesting. Adrian, not interesting, but she calls it a refrigerator smoothie. It's anything left over, bits and pieces, fruits and vegetables, all of it. Grapes, watermelon, cantaloupe, tomatoes, carrots, anything but onions. I'll put it in the ninja, drink it down, dinner's done.
That's where she drops the line. Yeah, okay.
No onions, that's all right.
Be careful with anything in your refrigerator.
Yeah.
Well, true. Very, very true.
My friend Karen is on the phone.
Funny.
Karen, what's going on?
All right, so Carla, you know where I work.
Yes.
Where does she work?
She works, actually, she's a property manager at an apartment complex.
Oh.
So, in my desk, because I don't always have time, I keep a bag of beef jerky and a jar of peanut butter. Peanut butter for breakfast and beef jerky for lunch.
Okay, I thought maybe you went Morty style and dipped the beef jerky in the peanut butter.
I was just
going
to say, why not?
I like it.
Wow.
I like it.
Put
honey.
A candle on the desk and it's a romantic evening.
Yes, it is. Oh, that's funny.
You have a great day. Thanks for the call.
You too. Love you guys.
The text line is blowing up. We just asked, what is that simplest food you'll eat as a meal? You'll pass it off as a meal.
Yes, it's very funny. I mean, some great ideas, people, and we appreciate it. A lot of people like the string cheese and almonds. Anna says string cheese just in little slices. You got to slice it.
Mm-hmm.
Add a handful of almonds. So, okay.
But that's normally a snack, right?
Yeah, I mean, it is. Yeah,
but for her, a dinner.
Yeah, or meal. Just a
meal.
Lunch or something like that. Now, Kat says peanut butter with apples. Mm-hmm. Or butter with crackers. Oh, when I was a fat kid. Oh,
was your go-to?
Oh, I would potato chips, or it's amazing that I took the weight off, or saltines, and I just dip them in butter.
Oh.
Just dip them in butter.
You know what?
What's wrong there?
I would agree with you.
I
would agree. I could sit and eat a whole sleeve, if not more, of just saltines and butter.
That's so ridiculous.
You know, you're going to wreck your dinner. This is my dinner.
This
is my meal.
Excuse me. Now, somebody else said, okay, tortilla with cheese, just microwave for a few seconds and you're good.
Jody does that every once in a while.
Once in a while, I'll do that. Yes. If you'd like to call it that.
Be fancy schmancy.
Yes, exactly. Somebody else, people, these are supposed to be simple.
Yeah, simple.
Simple. Somebody's like with, let's see. So I boil some fresh pre-made spinach and cheese tortellini. And then I saute some pre-cooked sausage, smoky broth. Exactly.
Stop right there.
You lost me at spinach.
There's like three more lines. It's like this. Simple.
I think what we've learned is
Christine.
Peanut butter is universal.
Yeah.
It is universal.
And butter, cold butter on saltines, even though the cracker will crack.
It's okay.
Doesn't matter.
That's okay.
Oh, we're going to eat now.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's Foreigner, hot-blooded.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Wake me up.
This train is off the tracks. On 96.3 KKLZ.
How many times can you say 96.3 KKLZ in 10 seconds? Hope you're practicing. Get ready to say it and win with the Mike and Carla Morning Show. A little bit later on, we'll ask for a caller number 9. Later this half hour, and then play at 8:40. It's 8:06 right now. By the way, one more simple food idea that you would consider a meal.
Yeah,
simple.
And this is pretty good, actually. Morty, you might like this. Antoine said toasted, unfrosted strawberry Pop-Tarts with just some butter on the top and a cold glass of milk.
There you go.
That'll do it right there.
That's my dinner.
I wouldn't even toast it.
That's raw. A raw Pop-Tart.
Because that would be too much work for Morty.
Yeah,
I was
like
thinking of
minutes.
The guy who called from Parab Popcorn, and he said the old-fashioned kind, not microwave, but the kind you'd put in the pot, and then the oil, and then you got to shake it, holding your hand on the lid.
Yeah, so it doesn't blow off.
As you said, to the point where you get sparks flying off the grate or what are they?
Yes, off of the burner.
Burner thing.
That's funny.
Yeah, my dad was a pro at that.
Oh, God, my mom was really good at popcorn, too. Gosh, it was good.
And he knew just exactly when to stop so it wouldn't burn on the bottom.
Yes.
And that's a thing, man. You got to be able to know the timing and everything.
Kids don't really know. I remember, as I don't know, it was maybe in college or just after when microwave popcorn. That was a big thing, and it's fine. But, man, if you could have it done in a pot, oh, it's so good.
And then, of course, Jiffy Pop came out.
Yes.
And that almost wrecked everything, although a lot of people liked the Jiffy Pop.
Yeah, you loved the bubble.
Okay. Yeah, you did. I know.
The aluminum bubble.
God, lover, it looked like Nancy Reagan's hair when it got just the right amount high. It's like, there it is.
Actually, you're Ed.
Yes.
Sunshine, hazy today, high 99, 97 the high tomorrow. So it's going to be nice, 79 outside right now. Let's do it. Another take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, in case anybody was wondering, Cardi B's WAP is still number one on the Hot 100. Fourth week, Mike.
What?
Fourth week. I know you edited it last week.
Oh, my God.
First line, yeah. Fourth week at number one, WAP. If you haven't heard it yet. Oh, well, listen to the first minute or so.
With headphones.
You'll get the gist.
With headphones.
Exactly. Yes. According to a survey, this is interesting, the very controversial movie, Cuties, that was, it's on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Now, 52% of the people who watched the movie, they did it because of all of the fuss. People were saying this is just, yeah. And most of them said, yeah, the controversy was way overblown.
It was.
After they actually saw it.
Yeah.
So don't just judge until you see.
But yeah, as someone who did that,
yeah,
part of that 51%,
yes,
I felt awkward watching it.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. It's a you know, an interesting subject matter, that's for sure. That is for sure.
Is that a movie I would watch?
No.
No.
Okay,
it's not.
Good.
No.
No. Stay away from
Feel free to think about it.
Stay away from now. Not at all. The original Friday the 13th is hitting the theaters around the country. Ooh. October 4th, 6th, 7th to celebrate its 40th anniversary. There will be a featurette about all of the movie's gory special effects that were done at that time, which would be interesting to see.
How many years?
40. 40 years, I know.
That's amazing.
Is there somebody there? I don't know. No, go upstairs to the attic. Sure, there's nothing going on up there.
40 years.
That's awesome.
You know what? Go up in your bra and panties.
Yeah, take off all your clothes and walk around the house.
You'll be fine.
Because you think somebody else is in the house.
Stupid white people. Seriously, man. I don't know what happened. We were just making out naked, and somebody came in there. Of course you were. And Kelly Clarkson, she is also back in the studio now for her show. She's addressing the very difficult year that she had as well.
Okay,
she's, you know, she did say that this year's been a dumpster fire. She said, I didn't see anything coming that came. So, yeah, the divorce is tough for her.
We'll play that for Morty a little bit later on in a couple of minutes.
She's just delightful. She just is, Morty. If it doesn't work out with you two, let me know, because she's delightful. She really is.
Carla will pick up the slack and stand in.
Of course it's going to work out. We're going to make it work out, man. That is my take for now, sponsored by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder. What?
Why wouldn't it work out?
Should I put a shirt on? Is somebody upstairs in the attic? No.
How many times can you say 96.3 KKLZ in 10 seconds? Give it a shot. Caller number 972-739-9636. Good luck. She's ready to play Say It and Win. Chris, every time you say 96.3 KKLZ, within 10 seconds, $10 in free play at the Silverton Casino Hotel, and automatically qualify for that grand prize, the Family Four Getaway to Kanab, courtesy of the Kane County Office of Tourism. If you are ready, start the clock in 3, 2, 1, go.
96.3 KKLZ.
Ooh.
Nice.
How many did we count? Seven times, Chris. You got $70 in free play at the Silverton Casino Hotel. We already have you in for the grand prize. Kane County Office of Tourism giving away that 3-day, 2-night stay at the New Timber and 10 Vacation Rental. Guided tour to Peekaboo with Coral Cliffs Tours. And dinner for four at Houston's up in Kanab. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, it's kind of awkward when you bump into somebody you remember and who remembers you, but you don't remember them.
Yes, I do it all the time.
A little embarrassment is the least of this guy's worry, though. Some idiot in Derby, England got pulled over. And, well, he had an illegal muffler, tinted windows, no license, no insurance. He was drunk. Oops. Tried to give the officer a fake name, but what he didn't realize was the cop, well, he knew his face because they went to high school together.
Oh, that sucks. That's me, Bob. Oh.
Cops posted about it on Twitter. Somebody joked their next reunion might get a little weird. So figure that one out. This is, it depends on how you look at it, I guess. Shawshank Redemption style. A death row inmate in the Indonesia.
Okay.
Indonesia escaped through the jail sewer pipes.
I would totally go Shawshank if I was in prison.
And
what do I have to lose if I'm on death row? Yes.
Andy crawled to freedom through 500 yards of smelling foulness I can't even imagine. Or maybe I just don't want to.
Yeah, maybe I don't.
Yeah.
And you know what? If I do that, I want Morgan Freeman to narrate
my escape. To narrate our escape.
You walk through poo.
You know what? And after we find out that story about Carla, Morty, I'm going to say they haven't found her yet.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Even the sniffing dogs can't track her down.
No, interesting.
She just, crab crawled right.
I don't know. There's a poster of Charlize Theron in her skull. Wait a minute.
In a fur bikini.
Oh, man.
She was a better woman than we thought.
Yeah. Such a great movie. Every time. Doesn't matter where it is.
Nope.
Every time, man. Well, listen, you might appreciate this, Morty. Marlon was being laid to rest in Ecuador. Very solemn service until his wife jumped on his coffin and started twerking. She just started twerking. The crowd cheered as she bounced around, got her booty real high in the air. She then hopped off, kissed Marlon's face, and closed the casket. Bam! Dropped the mic. That is a service
D1.
Yes,
he is D1.
And a great way to complete that. Good closure, I guess.
You know what, Jody? If you're listening, my wife Jody, if you're listening, that's how I want to go out.
I want you to jump up and start twerking.
Open coffin.
Yes, that's right.
And then have her get on the coffin, start twerking. Smack me on the lips and bam, close the coffin.
Don't hurt your back, Jody. Don't hurt your back.
Morty, you're in charge.
Oh, of course. The guy that works at the mortuary is in charge.
Yes. Now jump up there, Jody. Jump up. Come on.
Morty, help her down.
I'll help you. Yes, exactly.
Here's a step stool.
A little step stool. Oh, my gosh. And people in Charleston, South Carolina, very, very scared. They've reported seeing Bigfoot a lot during the last several days. Oh. Well, they called the police, and they've been out to check. Well, someone placed a life-size cardboard cutout of Sasquatch on a road going into downtown Charleston, but it's in a wooded area, so it really looks kind of frightening. I don't know, maybe they would have figured it out since Bigfoot just keeps standing in the same spot all the time.
They don't have him on a rope like Home Alone,
Yes, exactly. No. He's just standing there. So, and I know he's old, but, whatever. So, everything is okay again in Charleston.
You going to move? What are you going to do?
Position. Oh, my gosh. It is Tuesday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
We do it at the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start your day off on a positive note. Such a fun little simple story. A little three-year-old in Toronto, now he's obsessed with garbage trucks. He had a birthday, but he was only able to invite two people to his birthday because of social distancing. So who did he choose? The garbage man.
He took a liking to me. He took a liking to us. Wolfie's a really great kid.
Without hesitation, he said, "You're in, DJ.
Since you're part of the pack, we got you something.
You can play be with my garbage trucks.
Help the family, give the kids something to do during this lockdown, and bring out the good spirits in times like this. Seeing them enthusiastic about even just something as simple as, you know, as what we do in our everyday lives brings meaning, you know, shows the importance of everything that everyone does in society.
It's so cool. He chose these two men, and they went above and beyond. They brought the four trucks, blared the horns,
nice.
Hung out. They even gave him his own little trash collector uniform.
I don't know of any little kid or even an adult, like growing up.
Yeah.
You wanted to be a garbage guy.
Yes. I have some friends whose little boys, they go outside and wait when they hear
riding
them.
On the back of a truck?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I know. I know it.
That's the coolest job. That was only second to gas station guy.
Okay. I got
who'd
it.
Come out, pump
yeah.
your gas, wash your window and stuff like that.
Yeah. Check your oil.
Yeah. Wear the little uniform.
My what?
Oh, that's great. That's a great story.
So cute.
If you have one, submit it to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Do that. Of course, if you have a local story, we want to hear about it. So give us a call at 702-739-9636. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Harmony Homes. Take a virtual tour of your future home at harmonyhomes.com. That's harmonyhomes.com. Wendy Rush going to keep you company throughout the better part of the afternoon, recapping the show. Well, if you missed it yesterday, it was all over social media, but we had some of the comments. Ellen facing, you know, some of the issues that her show went
mm-hmm.
through and her personally went through. She personally
yeah.
went through over the summer. That simple food you eat as dinner. Boy, peanut butter was big.
Yeah, peanut butter was definitely big in there. And string cheese, by
string
golly.
Cheese.
Make
okay.
a meal out of that one, huh?
And by the way, today is not only the first day of fall,
mm-hmm.
but it's National Ice Cream Cone Day.
Yeah.
So take advantage of the Game of Cones. Brackets are still up. You have all this week to vote for your favorite place where you go to get your favorite ice cream cone.
Mm-hmm.
It's on our website at 96.3kklz.com. So there you go. That about does it for us. Hopefully you had a good morning. Have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. We're back tomorrow morning.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.